There was a moment's silence. A light night breeze rattled the window panes behind Ron, and the fire guttered.
"About me what?" said Harry.
"I'm talking about you, teaching us defense against the dark arts."
Harry stared at her. Then he turned to Ron, ready to exchange the exasperated looks they sometimes shared when Hermione elaborated on far-fetched schemes like SPEW. To Harry's consternation, however, Ron did not look exasperated. He was frowning slightly, apparently thinking. Then he said,
"That's an idea."
"What's an idea?" said Harry.
"You," said Ron, "teaching us to do it."
But Harry was grinning now, sure the pair of them were pulling his leg. "But I'm not a teacher. I can't..."
"Harry, you're the best in the year at defense against the dark arts," said Hermione.
"Me?" said Harry, now grinning more broadly than ever. "No, I'm not. You've beaten me in every test."
"Actually, I haven't," said Hermione coolly. "You beat me in our third year. The only year we both sat the test and had a teacher who actually knew the subject. But I'm not talking about test results, Harry. Look what you've done."
"How do you mean?"
"You know what? I'm not sure I want someone this stupid teaching me," Ron said to Hermione, smirking slightly.
He turned to Harry.
"Let's think,"
he said, pulling a face like Goyle concentrating.
First year, you saved the stone from you-know-who."
"But that was luck," said Harry. "That wasn't skill."
"Second year," Ron interrupted, "you killed the basilisk and destroyed Riddle."
"Yeah, but if Fawkes hadn't turned up, I..."
"Third year," said Ron, louder still, "you fought off about 100 Dementors at once."
"You know that was a fluke. If the Time Turner hadn't..."
"Last year," Ron said, almost shouting now, "you fought off you-know-who again."
"Listen to me," said Harry, almost angrily, because Ron and Hermione were both smirking now. "Just listen to me, all right? It sounds great when you say it like that, but all that stuff was luck. I didn't know what I was doing half the time. I didn't plan any of it. I just did whatever I could think of. And I nearly always had help." Ron and Hermione were still smirking, and Harry felt his temper rise. He wasn't even sure why he was feeling so angry.
"Don't sit there grinning like you know better than I do. I was there, wasn't I?" he said heatedly. "I know what went on, all right? And I didn't get through any of that because I was brilliant at defense against the dark arts. I got through it all because help came at the right time, or because I guessed right. But I just blundered through it all. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Stop laughing!"